Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 46, Preparing for Summer, Your Body. Hi, I'm Sheree Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing well. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price. I'm a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase, giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome, their gifts, their talents that they need to get out into the world. And I help you do that through coaching, speaking, and training. So you can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're talking about, we're continuing a series on preparing your body, preparing yourself for summer. We did business and now we're looking at your body because you can't have one without the other. You have to do that. And we kind of hinted a little bit on the last one about self-care, but today we're going to talk about it more specifically. And if you follow Rashana, you will see her posts that are, I just think they're so inspirational of her in the gym working out. So I told her, I'm going to let her lead today. That's great. About that and talk about how she incorporates working out and body care into her preparation, not only for summer, but every day.
Yeah. So yeah, I do post online and a part of why I post is because I've gotten feedback as a business owner. Like, we see you're out here and you speak and you train, but like, what else do you do? And we like your cute memes, but we want to know more. And so I don't do a whole lot of things, but what I love to do is work out. And my best workout partner is my husband. So sometimes you'll see him in a couple of posts. So I go to the gym at least 3 or 4 times a week. Since we moved, I joined the Y. And so before that, we did CrossFit and loved it. And so shout out to my Invoke family in Raleigh, CrossFit Invoke. It was a great gym. We learned a lot. And so we tried to take all of that and bring it to where we live now. And so we go to the Y. You know, what most people don't see on the posts when we think about body care is the commitment to just getting up and doing it. So I get up at like 4:35, the alarm goes off and I get out of the bed at like 4:40. And we go to the gym. And sometimes my husband plays basketball and I go to a group class. Like, I'll go to spin or this like functional fitness kind of circuit class. Other times we go and we lift together. And so a part of what we had to both do is just commit to the, it's early and, but we have to do it. And so that's a part of, that's like the first thing I'll tell people is just commit to like, it's going to be early, but it's okay.
Yes. And I think that, you know, if you're like me, you're not an early person.
Yep.
This is what I do. I drop the kids off from school and I make sure I have my coffee because that gives me just an extra boost of energy. And I go either to Planet Fitness and do my typical regimen, which is about 10 to 15 minutes on the treadmill, elliptical, and then I work my core and then I do my squats. That in all can be between 30, 35 minutes, and then I go home. Or if I'm more home, I will just walk the neighborhood twice because I have one street that's a really nice incline. So I go up and down that road twice and do a nice walk around the entire neighborhood, every road, every little winding, whatever, with my dog. And so that really, it costs you nothing, but the benefit of getting your body ready is number one, working out reduces stress. It helps you think clearly, helps you focus, and it helps you not get into that frenzied, oh my gosh, I got this to do, and I got that to do, and all these different things. It gives you a chance to really get your body ready for that. You know what I mean? In a way that you're calm, your stress level's down, and you'll find that once you go to work after that, that you're able to be more productive, you're able to think clearer about what you're doing versus working in that frenzied state, you know, which I hate to do. So I definitely love that workout boost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much research out there about how working out produces endorphins. So you're more positive, you have more energy, more stamina. I can't quote any of those, but I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find what you need if you need that kind of data. What I know for me is like, it's gotta happen. And I have gone to classes after I've dropped the kids off, which is a great substitute if you aren't a morning person, or sometimes if like it's a really bad week or I just haven't been able to get up in the morning, or I've worked too late and 4:30 is just not going to happen. Then sometimes I'll go in the evenings, like around 7 or 8. And what I love about the summertime is it gets dark so late and most people are out and about that you can walk the neighborhood, even with like a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes my husband and I will walk or run, and that's kind of when we have time to connect and just like talk to each other. How was your day? How are things?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can definitely switch it up and still get what you need.
Absolutely. And it's really, you're doing it for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best things that you can do for yourself and to help keep you motivated as you're going about your week, because we need to keep ourselves up. And as mothers, as wives, as businesswomen, all the roles that you play in your life, you will thank yourself by just incorporating it into your life. Like you said, you go like 3 or 4 times a week. So we're not even saying day.
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go every day. Like, yeah. And the other thing is you can always schedule it. Just like you would schedule an appointment with a client, schedule an appointment with yourself and to work out. And it could be, that you're like, well, I sit all day, right? Maybe you're like in transition between entrepreneurship. And so maybe you're on a job where you have to be there and you haven't figured it out how do I get it in? You can always get it in, even if you sit or you're in a cubicle, because I used to do this, people would look at me like I was crazy and then they would start to do it. So every 30 minutes I would get up and then I would do squats on my chair. Right, where I would stand up and then squat back down like I was going to sit, and I would do that. Or I would lean on the cubicle wall and do incline push-ups. Or I would get on my chair and do dips where I would basically lean out from my chair. If you have a rolling chair, go ahead and put your locks on or push it so that it doesn't roll out from under you. But you can definitely modify your work day to get in, even if it's 3 minutes. Every 30 minutes, you do 3 minutes of something. You can get in a good workout and move your body.
Absolutely. I mean, there is so much you can do. And when I worked in the office too, my lunch hour, I couldn't wait to get out of there because I didn't have a window. So I didn't have, you know, the last office I worked in, I didn't have a window. So I was just so thirsty for just some sunshine, even if it was raining though, just to get out and walk. Mm-hmm. You know, I would walk to, like, we were next door to a grocery store plaza. So I would just walk and make that my time to just get out and just get my blood pumping. And that was such, you know, a great time that I look forward to every day, was taking my little lunchtime walk, get lunch and then walk back. And that way I know that I've done something that day. So even if you're listening to us and you're still working a job every day, there's still a lot that you can do to prepare your body. And it will give you a lot more energy at night when you're working your side business.
That's right. That's right. It all comes full circle. So definitely as you're preparing for summer, prepare your body. And as you prepare your body, your mind will come along with it. So it all goes together.
Absolutely. You know, so we got Scott. It's just all about going back to self-care and just taking much better care of yourself. You know, whether it's a 30-minute brisk walk a day or every other day, or if you're going to the gym, you're lifting weights, you have a regimen, that's perfect. If not, get a trainer. I mean, you can do so many things. I had a trainer, and it's probably the best thing, one of the best things I did, because I had someone who can customize a program for me, and I was in and out in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
I was just going to say one other thing too, because I have found and made connections, business connections and personal connections with people in the gym. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is if you're listening and you're like, I really don't like the gym, or I'm uncomfortable, or I don't know what to do, there's usually on staff people that will help you. And if not, don't be afraid to ask someone who looks like they know what they're doing to help you.
Yeah.
Like, it is okay. People ask me all the time, can you help me? Or how do you work this machine? Or like, what are you doing? You know, I get that a lot. I think in one of the last videos I posted, there's like a woman walking behind me as I'm doing this squat clean thing. And she was like, I'll take a picture of you guys. She was super encouraging. I don't know how heavy that is, but it looks heavy. She was super cute. So it's always an opportunity just to make a, connection to someone, and you don't know who they know or who they're going to talk to, or you may be able to, like, I know most people I know that work out in the gym are willing to help other people, especially because no one wants anyone to get hurt.
Right.
So if you aren't sure, use it as an opportunity to ask someone, like when they're finishing their rep, if they could give you a pointer or just show you something real quick, and you may find that it's your next client or your next business connection as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we just know as business women, always be open and vigilant about the next person you meet. Cause you said could be your client, and that includes the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dedication to taking care of yourself could be a motivation for them to say, hey, I want to know, who is that person? I see them all the time. And like you said, a lot can come from that. So always, we just hope that it's just showing you how you always to take care of your body, which thus helps you take care, better care of your mind, which makes you more productive everywhere, at home, in business, in your relationships. It really helps you all around, and it gives it back to you. You work out, but your body will definitely pay you back for that.
Absolutely.
You better care of it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so we definitely hope that we gave you some great tips on how to get your body prepared for summer. And of course, you want to wear a two-piece one day, right? So getting that two-piece or wear those jeans, whatever you want to, your goal is for the summer, that also helps too. We talked about mine, but let's be honest, we also want to do it too.
Yo.
And so that, you know, so you also get that too as another benefit. But just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode, and we thank you so much for listening with us and joining with us. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review and let us know if there's anything that we can talk about that interests you. So drop a topic in the comments, reviews, and we will definitely make sure that we cover that. I am Sharique, and you can find me at Digital Marketing Works on Instagram, Facebook, Digital Innovation Media Group, and LinkedIn, Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. And Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on Twitter and LinkedIn as Rashana Price.
Cool. So thank you all for joining us, and we will definitely chat with you next time.